Pope Benedict XVI met with former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at the end of his pastoral visit to Cuba on Wednesday. The encounter took place in the afternoon at the Apostolic Nunciature in the capital, Havana. Philippa Hitchin is in Cuba with Pope Benedict and spoke to Lydia O'Kane shortly after the meeting about the main themes under discussion.
Philippa, the Pope has met with Fidel Castro on the last leg of this visit to Cuba and, of course, Latin America. Father Lombardi has talked about this meeting. What did he have to say?
Yes, that's right. It took place at the very last minute, if you like, just before the Pope left for the airport at the end of this visit. It was, however, a meeting that the journalists had all been expecting, they'd all been waiting for, and it took place at the Apostolic Nunciature. It was about a half-hour-long meeting with Fidel Castro's wife and a couple of his children who were presented to the Pope at the end of their private encounter. During the meeting, the two discussed many different themes, if you like, around this papal visit. They joked about the fact that they're both getting on in age. The Pope is just a little bit younger than Fidel Castro. The Pope said apparently that he may be old, but he is still able to carry out his duties. According to Father Lombardi, it was a very animated discussion. Particularly the former president Fidel Castro had some questions that he had perhaps been thinking about ever since his meeting with the former Pope John Paul II 14 years ago. He wanted to know from the Pope about the changes in church liturgy. He remembered, he said, how different it was going to Mass when he was a child, and he wanted to know something about that. Secondly, he wanted to know about the Pope's mission, what it is that he does and how he tries to provide leadership for the church. And the Pope here apparently spoke about his journeys to meet the local churches in the different countries and also his role to try and promote unity amongst the faithful. Thirdly, he spoke about the difficulties of the contemporary world. Fidel Castro, who of course is now retired and spends a lot of his time reading, reflecting, asked about the way in which science seems perhaps unable to provide all the answers to the challenges of the modern world and how the religious and moral, if you like, plays into that. And here the Pope spoke about one of his favourite themes, the emptiness of a world without God, and about the need for faith and reason, freedom and responsibility to try and answer some of these challenges. And Fidel apparently asked the Pope also to send him some books on these themes that they'd been discussing. Father Lombardi asked the Pope if he'd decided yet what he'll be sending to the Cuban former Cuban leader, but he hasn't made that decision yet. But I assume that in the not-too-distant future, Fidel will be receiving a package of books from Pope Benedict XVI.
From what you've been hearing, Philippa, has this meeting been viewed positively?
There has been some criticism, not surprisingly, from dissidents, those in exile, particularly in Miami, who see this as a very negative move. And in fact, Father Lombardi answered questions around that, saying that Fidel clearly had a strong desire to meet Pope Benedict. As we mentioned, he had met with the previous Pope in 1998. And that meeting between the two of them, 14 years ago, has led to some very significant steps forward for the church here. Now, during this visit, Pope Benedict has been pointing out that there are still many, many things that need to be tackled together. There is a lot of areas where the church and state relationship is still very tense, particularly regarding education, communications, and so on. And these are areas where Pope Benedict has said very clearly and very forcefully that he wants to see improvements. But there is no doubt that the meeting between Fidel and John Paul II led to some very significant improvements for the life of the church here. And I think the meeting between Fidel now and Pope Benedict has to be seen in that light.